With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
The air traffic controllers directing planes into the Newark, New Jersey airport lost their radar this morning for the second time in 2 weeks. The Federal Aviation Administration said the radar at that facility in Philadelphia that directs planes in and out of Newark Airport went black for 90 seconds, similar to what happened on April 28th. That first radar outage led to hundreds of flights being canceled or delayed. CEOs of the five largest U.S. airlines support the Trump administration's proposal to modernize the air traffic control system. President Trump says the Biden Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who is gay, flubbed efforts at modernizing the air traffic control system.
Buttigieg, who has no clue, you know, he drives to work on his bicycle with his, in all fairness, with his husband on the back, which is a nice, loving relationship. But he didn't have a clue. This guy didn't have a clue.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy will request tens of billions of dollars from Congress to fund the proposal. The plan includes upgrading technology and boosting air traffic controller hiring to address staffing shortages and flight delays. Retired Supreme Court Justice David Souter has died at age 85.
Souter was nominated to the court in 1990 by then-President George H.W. Bush. Though appointed by Republicans, Souter became a reliably liberal vote on the court on issues like abortion, church-state relations, freedom of expression, and the accessibility of federal courts. In retirement, Souter warned that ignorance of how government works could undermine American democracy. Souter retired from the court in June of 2009. The court says he died on Thursday at his home in New Hampshire. Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow dropping 115 points, the NASDAQ composite 16 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new charge against Planned Parenthood.
The nation's largest abortion business appears to be deeply into the trade in transgender drugs. Live Action has revealed phone calls to Planned Parenthood branches in multiple states that seem to indicate that they are willing to provide cross-sex hormones to children with almost no involvement from a doctor or parent. Live Action President Lila Rose tells Fox News that, quote, vulnerable children are being fast-tracked into irreversible hormone treatments with almost no medical oversight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania State Senate has approved a bill to ban males from competing in women's and girls' sports at the collegiate and K-12 levels. The legislation passed 32-18 with five Democrats crossing party lines to join, with all 27 Republicans in voting yes. However, the measure unlikely to get a vote in Pennsylvania's Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. The vote marks the second time the GOP-controlled Senate has passed it. This is SRN News. The U.S. government will stop tracking the cost of extreme weather related to climate change.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will no longer track the cost of climate change-fueled weather disasters, including floods, heat waves, and wildfires. NOAA says that its National Centers for Environmental Information will no longer update its billion-dollar weather and climate disasters database beyond 2024. Scientists say that these weather events are becoming increasingly more frequent, costly, and severe, wreaking havoc on the insurance industry and homeowners who are at risk of skyrocketing rates. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Texas man associated with a neo-Nazi group has been convicted of posting threats to kill Nashville District Attorney General Glenn Funk. 60-year-old David Aaron Bloyd of Frost, Texas, found guilty by a federal jury in Nashville. More details at srnnews.com.